The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
10 Republican attorneys general filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court in relationship to the Pennsylvania ballot case. I wanted to get our attorney general here in South Carolina, Alan Wilson, on for a few minutes and kind of walk us through this. Good morning. What a week we've had since you and I talked on election night.
Joey, it's been a crazy week, but it's always great to be with you, and I appreciate you having me back on the show.
Absolutely. Always good to visit with you. You join 9 other attorney generals in filing this amicus brief. Walk us through that and kind of tell us what you're expecting to accomplish with this.
Well, first off, you know, I want to state unequivocally that we will obviously accept the results of any fair election that is honest and open and transparent. What's going on here in Pennsylvania is when you look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Clause 2, and Article 2, Clause 4, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution give the state legislatures the authority to determine the time, manner, and place of elections when electing members of Congress, senators, or the electors for the presidency. Okay, so the U.S. Constitution says that the state legislatures set the time, manner, and place for voting in these types of elections. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rewrote Pennsylvania's law, which is a violation of separation of powers. Courts cannot write laws. Legislators write laws. So we're claiming they violated the separation of powers because what they basically did, Joey, and what your listeners need to understand is that they basically said the Pennsylvania legislature says we will accept all mail-in ballots by election night that are postmarked prior to the day of the election. Supreme Court extended that deadline to 3 days, to November the 6th, and even said ballots that are received without a postmark or an ineligible postmark, which proves that it was obviously sent before the election deadline that the General Assembly had set, that those ballots could still be counted. So basically, you can find out the results of the election on election night, and if it's a small enough margin, then a person who wanted to defraud the election could, in fact, mail in or dump a bunch of non-postmarked ballots and basically know what the number was they had to make up to win the election.
Wow.
And so we wanted to make sure that if Biden's going to win Pennsylvania, so be it, but it needs to be done fairly. And when the Pennsylvania Republican Party went in to observe the counting of these ballots, The one thing that was really weird is that they were not allowed to get close to the counters. They were not allowed. They had to be at least several hundred feet away. If you go back and you look at 2000, when the Bush v. Gore race was going on, those of us that are old enough to remember that election are old enough to read and look at pictures. You had a person counting the ballots with the hanging and pregnant chads. We all remember those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And on either side of the guy was a Republican observer and a Democrat observer and a camera. You could actually see the ballots and the chads he was holding up, the chads on the ballots.
Yep.
So everyone could see what was unfolding. Here, they're not allowing that. So we don't know if they're counting ballots with no postmark and no way to verify that they are, in fact, legal.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the way it should be. I mean, and look, I'm a little older than you, and I remember back in the day when we went to County Square and we waited for the physical boxes to show up with the cards, and we all, you know, we were all in the room together watching the counting of those ballots, and in order for people to have confidence in our election process, you got to be able to see that. And you know, my first thing when I learned of what was going on in Pennsylvania is if they don't want Republicans watching this, what are they hiding? There's something suspicious there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when, you know, they would push them out of the room, or we had some observers there using binoculars to try to zoom in and watch the ballots. I mean, it'd be like watching you know, people can't count, you know, sitting in the upper deck of a football stadium and watching people count ballots in the middle of the football field. I mean, that's not really real observing.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If, you know, it's not really about Biden or Trump winning. It's about understanding that when the ballots are counted at the end of the day, that all legal and lawful ballots were counted and that whoever won them is a legitimate winner.
Yeah.
And we want to ensure the legitimacy of this election. And the legitimacy of the process, Joey, is what we're trying to ensure. And that is why I've joined with these nine other states on this amicus. There's a second brief filed that has six other states. So there are 16 or 17 states that are involved in this challenge.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I don't know why Joe Biden is not out front himself saying, hey, look, this has to be fair. We need the trust of the people, whether you voted for me or you didn't vote for me. I mean, a new poll out yesterday, a political poll, only 26% of Republicans believe last week's election was fair. And so, you know, they're calling for us to unite and pull the country together. You can't unite when you have half of the country suspicious of the election process.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's the whole point of the lawsuit, is to bring transparency and clarity to the legitimacy of this election so that people can have closure and can move on one way or the other. And I can tell you right now, Joey, I'm looking in South Carolina. I plan to do a review of our election rules and roles over the next coming weeks, not because I suspect fraud or anything like that, but I just believe that election integrity is paramount and that people believe in the system. And when the system breaks down on election day and people don't trust the system, even if the results are legitimate, yeah, that is never a good thing for our democracy.
Yeah, absolutely. On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. So talk with us for a minute about, there are other lawsuits, of course, pending as well, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona. What are the chances of some of these being successful, and what are the chances? I mean, is this over, or is there still a chance that Donald Trump could be declared the winner of a second term?
Well, first off, the gap. Now, there is election fraud and election irregularities in almost every close national race. The question is there enough to overturn it?
Right.
Historically, when you look at recounts, and there were recounts in 2000, and there have been recounts in other elections, recounts usually generate a swing of a couple of hundred votes. And I'm only saying this to manage people's expectations.
Sure.
When you look at Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and states like that, the results are anywhere from 10,000 to 40-something thousand votes in Biden's favor.
Yeah.
So the reality that a vote swing of that magnitude will occur is very low.
Yeah.
The likelihood of it is very low. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's very low. Again, my intentions with my support of these lawsuits, it's obviously my candidate was Donald Trump, and I prefer Donald Trump to win because I think that's better for the country than a Joe Biden presidency.
Yeah.
But in reality, my intentions are more about not ensuring that Donald Trump wins, but ensuring that the result, that people believe in the results and that they can accept the results, whether they like them or not, is another
right
story. That is the point of what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah. Well, and look, we have to learn from our mistakes, and we got to ensure that this doesn't happen again 2 years from now, 4 years from now. You would have thought that we would have learned from 2000. You know, when we were literally counting the hanging chads. But, you know, we just got to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Well, look at this. Florida did learn from it.
They did.
They were,
yep,
called relatively early, and so good for Florida. It's and, you know, it's funny, Joey, and I hate to be partisan, but almost every single time there's an election irregularity or an issue where there's a long delay, it's usually in a Democratic-controlled precinct or Democratic-controlled voting area controlled by Democratic voting commissioners.
Yeah.
I've not heard of one where it's a Republican. I want to close with this for a few seconds. The Republicans, as of right now, were expected to lose House seats congressionally.
Yeah.
They picked up nine. We just declared North Carolina for Tillis. We have two more to go in Georgia. It's likely that the Republicans will hold the Senate and pick up seats in the House and picked up additional state legislatures around the country. So overall, it was a good year for the Republican Party in this country.
It was, and certainly the Democrats cannot say that they had a mandate last Tuesday, for sure.
No.
So, yeah.
the pollsters around the country were overwhelmingly wrong because they wanted a predetermined outcome, and they got their hands slapped on election night, and we should learn from that.
Big time. Attorney General Alan Wilson, always good to catch up with you. Have a blessed Veterans Day.
Hey, thank you, Joey. Happy Veterans Day to you and all of your listeners, too, and thank you for their service.
Sure thing. Alan Wilson.